Perakei Mishnah Gimel Asara Doros Me Noach Vad Avram. There are 10 generations between Noach and Avram Avinu Lahodia Kamerech Apayim Lefanav to teach us and to show us how merciful God is. Shekol Hadoros Hayu Machisim Lefanav. All the generations angered God terribly, bitterly. Achabo Avram Avinu Vikibel Schar Kulam, until Avram Avinu came along and received reward for all of those 10 generations. There's a parallel Mishnah in Avos to Rabbi Nosson Perek Lamed Gimel, which reads as follows. Asara Doros Mi Noach and Avram. There are 10 generations between Noach and Avram. Asks the Avos to Rabbi Nosson, Chimatzorech Leboya Olam Mekach. What do we need to know this for? What's the significance of the number 10 between the generations of Noach until Avram? Says the Avos to Rabbi Nosson, Lelame, to teach us, Shekol Osan Hadoros Hayim Achisim Lefanav. All the previous generations up until Avram Avinu angered God. V'lo hayecher men shehalech bedarche HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not one of them followed in the path of God. Achabo Avram Avinu v'holech bedarche HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until Avram Avinu came along and went and followed in the path of God. And in his commentary in Avos to Rabbi Nosson, called the Kisei Rachamim, authored by the Chida, Rabbi Chaim Yosef David Azulai, he asks, really? Nobody followed in the path of God up until Avram Avinu? What about Chanoch? What about Mr. Shelach? What about Noach? What about Shem? What about Be'ever? And this question can be asked both on the Mishnah and Avos to Rabbi Nosson, as well as the Mishnah and Avos, which we are learning, Parakeh Mishnah Gimel. Shekol Hadoros Hayim Achisim Lefanav. Is that really true? All the generations angered God. Achabo Avram Avinu V'kibel Schar Kulam. And Avram received the reward for all of those generations. There were many scholars, there were many pious individuals, as just noted, Chanoch, Mr. Shalach, Noach, Shem, Ve'ever. How could it be that the Mishnah writes that up until the generation of Avram and until Avram walked on this earth, there was nobody? Avram was mikabel schar kulam. If you take a look at the Rambam in Hilchas of Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, it seems that the Rambam as well follows this path and this approach of both Mishnais and Avos to Rabbi Nosson. Listen to the language of the Rambam there. The Rambam writes that Avram Avinu was 40 years old when he found God. He would go and he would explain to the people of Ur Kasdim and would engage in polemics with them and would tell them that there's one God, Vishiber Hatzlam, and would break the idols of the people of Ur Kasdim. And it's only appropriate, he would tell them, to serve God v'lo roi lishtachavos, and to God you should bow. V'hischelamod v'likros b'kol gadol, and Avram Avinu would stand and exclaim with a loud voice. U'lahodiyam sheish Eloka echad, and would teach the world there's only one God. V'lo roi lavon, he is the one who's appropriate to serve. And like the Chida's question on the Mishnayos and Avos to Rabbi Nosson, the Ravid in his commentary to the Rambam asks the very same question. Is it really true that there was nobody before? Asks the Ravid, hello, Shem ve'Ever? Weren't Shem ve'Ever following the path of God? Didn't they also teach and didn't they also understand monotheism? Didn't they also follow in the way of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? How could it be? Says the Ravid in his Lashon, Anitama, I ask, Shahare hayu sham Shem ve'Ever? There was also Shem ve'Ever. Eich lo hayu mochem. How was it that they didn't teach this to people? And how did they not coerce people to follow in the way of God? And listen closely to the answer of the Ravid, which is the very same answer as the Kisei Rachmim of the Chida. Says the Kesef Mishnah, V'Shem ve'Ever hayu modim derech Hashem l'talmidehem. It's true Shem ve'Ever understood and knew and recognized there was a God. And it's true they also taught it to their students. Avolo nis'oru likro l'hachriz k'mo Avram. They didn't go out and exclaim and teach it to everybody else. They only kept it within their small bubble, their small circle. Kmo Avraham, al kein gadla ma'alasu biyoser. Unlike Avraham, who went out, who exclaimed, who taught, who preached, who encouraged, Shem ve'Ever kept it to themselves, or at least within their families and friends in their small circle. Therefore, says the Kesef Mishnah, al kein gadla ma'alasu biyoser. Therefore, Avraham Avinu received greater reward. That's the pshat in the Rambam, that's the pshat in the Mishnah in Avos, and that's the pshat in the Mishnah in Avos to Rabbi Nosson. Avram Avinu was kibbel schar kulam because he taught it to everybody else. He didn't stop with his wife, his family, his friends, his children, and his grandchildren, his neighbors. But he would call everybody into his tent, Eshel Avram, he would invite them, would feed them, would give them to drink, would give them a bed to sleep, and say, by the way, do you know who made this food? Do you know who created this world? Do you know who established the trees, the sun, the moon, the sky, and all of the cosmos? There's a God, Hashem Echad, the Lo Ra'i Lavon, he's the one that's appropriate to serve. And if you take a look in the introduction of the Chasam Sofer to his Tshuvas in Yoredei, he says the very same thing, exactly like the Kesef Mishnah's explanation, the Kisei Rachmim's explanation, that Avram was unique because he was the first person who walked this earth, who taught to everybody. And this is what we refer to today as Kirov Rechokim, to invite and to share, to encourage and to bring everybody closer to Yiddishkeit, because it's such a powerful tool that we have, not just to keep it to ourselves, as the Rambam writes in Mitzvah Gimel and the Sefer Mitzvos, that the definition of Avas Hashem, loving God, is when you share the wisdom, the truth of Torah and of Hashem with others. You know, in any relationship, if you really care about somebody, if you're really impressed with somebody, you know what you do? You tell other people. It's a spouse, it's a child, it's a friend, it's a colleague, it's a neighbor. You say, yeah, you know this person? They're unbelievable. Do you know what they can do, what they did do, what they did accomplish, the school that they graduated from, the mesechta that they finished, the job that they got? Because you love that person, you want to talk about that person and share with the world because you're so excited. That the Rambam says that is exactly the definition of Avas Hashem. You know how you love Hashem? You love Hashem when you talk about Hashem. And that's why the Navi Yeshaya refers to Avram as Avraham Ohavi. Avram, my beloved, because he's teaching the world about me. I'm not by myself. I'm no longer alone. But the world is knowing more about me. And Avram destroyed the tzlamim and destroyed Avodah Zarah. Yes, Shem and Avram did also. But Avram explained what he was doing. And he went out. He left his tent. He walked the earth. And he taught people about who Avram was and what exactly God is all about. And thus people came into his tent, as Rashi quotes from Chazal, Avram megayeres anoshim, visara megayeres as anoshim. Avram was successful in bringing so many people closer under his tent and under his strong influence, because he was able to inspire, explain, elucidate with love, with care, and compassion. And the greatest mekarvim, those who are so successful in bringing secular Jews closer to Torah Yiddishkeit, because they act like Avraham. And they share, they are caring, they're kind, they take care of so many people, because that's what Avram Avinu did. And amazingly, if you look in the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Talmud Torah, and the Rambam explains what the source of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is, he says that it's the pasuk v'limaditem osam, to teach. And the Mefarshi Rambam ask, really, that's the source of learning Torah? That pasuk tells us that you have to teach Torah. And many Mefarshi Rambam explain, yes, that is the definition of learning. The definition of Talmud Torah is when you teach it to somebody else. The definition of Talmud Torah is when I'm able to pass it on to the next generation, to children, to students, to grandchildren. The ultimate Limud HaTorah is, like we say in Avarabba, Lilmod Ulelamed. I don't just keep it to myself, because if I just keep it to myself, it doesn't mean that I care so much about it. Because when I love somebody, I tell people about it and I share it. I can't hold back a good Dvar Torah that I heard. I can't hold back a Rashi that I saw. I can't hold back telling somebody else, a friend, a neighbor, and a relative about something that I learned, because it's so powerful, it's so meaningful. You don't have to be a Rav, a Rebbe, a Mora, a teacher to share Torah. Everybody could share Torah. There's so much that we know that other people don't. But if I really care and I want to be mekabel schar kulam, the way to do that is by sharing what I know with others. That's what Avram did, and that's what nobody did before him. Yes, there were plenty of people who knew God, who recognized God, who understood what it meant, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, understood monotheism. But there were people out there who were able to do that but didn't teach it to others. Maybe Shem of Aver, maybe Mr. Shelach, and many other great tzaddikim also were shover at slum, and they also destroyed Avodah Zarah, but they didn't teach and explain it. Our job and our responsibility in this generation is to be like Avram, to learn Torah, but to teach Torah, to go out and to share wherever we can and whatever we can do. Lilmod ulelamed lishmor velasos ulekayim es kol divrei salmon toira secha bi'ava. May we be zocha to do just this.